This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can I give my Zakat al-Fitr cash, or do I have to give it in a form of food? During the Prophet wasallam, what we know that the Nabi wasallam ordered the companions to give Zakat al-Fitr in a form of food, as Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet wasallam farada Zakat al-Fitr sa'an min tamr or sa'an min sha'ir. As-sa', which is handfuls of barley, handfuls of date, which is today equal to around 6 pounds, around 3 kilograms. That some people say less, but this is the amount that the senior scholars of Arabia have giving fatwa with by saying it's about 3 kilograms, Lijnat Da'imat al-Ifta'. So, and that's what I go with, and it's more safer than those who said less than that. Some said it's about 2.3 kilograms, about or almost like 5 pounds. So if you do 6 pounds, inshallah, you're on the safe side. But do I have to strictly give it in a form of food? Because Abu Sa'id al-Khudri also said that we used to give it in the time of the Prophet ﷺ in a form of food, and we will do what we used to do. Or can we give it in the form of money? This issue, al-ulama rahimahumullah debated over it. The majority of al-fuqaha said you have to give it in a form of food, from the common food of the people. Like if you're living in a country where rice or pasta or beans or flour or barley, this is the common food that they use, you give it from that food to the poor, and you're not allowed to give it in a form of money. And that will be the Hanabila in one position among the Hanabila says that, one riwayah, one narration. And you have the Shafi'is said that, you have the Maliki said that. But on the other hand, you have Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and the Hanafi, and some of Fuqaha al-Kufa, such as Sufyan al-Thawri, the great Imam of Ahlul Hadith, al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, and al-Hasan al-Basri before that, Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, and others said, no, you can give it in a form of money. You don't need to strict yourself to food. And one of the evidence that they used, what al-Bukhari reported بغير صيغة الجزم in his Sahih, that Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, when he went to Yemen, he took from the people of Yemen, and instead of taking their the grains, he asked them to give from the clothes, a type of clothes that they are very well known for, as a replacement for the grain or the corn. So they said, so since he gave them the choice and substitute that with something else other than the food, you know, it could be also accepted in Zakat in general to ask the people to give in a form of money. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah has another narration that the shows of Shaykh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, if we see that there is more need for money than food, we give basically money. And I really like this opinion. And I think in modern days, definitely in many cases, especially here in the West, that giving Zakat al-Fitr in a form of money is more beneficial to the poor people. And Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah said, when it comes to the zakat, when it comes to the kafarat in general, and the zakat, because Zakat al-Fitr is a form of kafara, purification. So we always look at what's the best interest for the poor person. And no doubt, in modern days, money will be more helpful, make the poor people more happier, much happier, than giving them just 3 kilos or 6 pounds of rice. So, inshallah, there is no harm for you to give your Zakat al-Fitr in a form of cash. Try to give Zakat al-Fitr before you go to Salat al-Eid. So the organization who received Zakat al-Fitr can distribute it to the people who needs it. And if, and by any chance, as a Muslim organization, to receive Zakat al-Fitr after Eid, or you didn't, you forget, you still have to give it after Eid. And that zakah will be giving to the poor later on. But the Muslim organization must rush to give this money out to the poor and not to keep it for later, because the whole point is to make them happy during the Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us.